Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 21st of November 2019 is Cut the Crap. Cut the Crap is the sixth and final studio album by the English punk band The Clash, released on the 4th of November 1985 by Epic Records. It was recorded in early 1985 at Wharton Studios, Munich, following a turbulent period after the dismissal of co-founder, lead guitarist and co-principal songwriter Mick Jones and drummer Topper Heiden, by lead vocalist Joe Strummer and bassist Paul Simonon. Strummer, and their recently reinstated manager Bernie Rhodes, replaced Jones and Heiden with three unknowns, guitarists Vince White and Mick Shepherd, and drummer Pete Howard. During the tense recording sessions, Rhodes and Strummer fought for control over the band's songwriting and musical direction. Strummer wrote most of the songs. During production, Rhodes tried to take control of arrangements, track sequencing and the final mix. His production choices, which rely heavily on synthetic drum sounds and sampling, are widely derided. One writer described the album's sound as brash and seemingly designed to sound hip and modern, 80s style. Rhodes chose the often mocked album title, taken from a line in the 1981 post-apocalyptic film Mad Max 2. On release, Cut the Crap was maligned in the UK music press as one of the most disastrous albums ever released by a major artist. Strummer disowned the album and split up The Clash within weeks of its release. The tension between Rhodes and Strummer left other band members disillusioned. Simonon refused from the outset to take part in any activity involving Rhodes. White and Shepherd's contributions are almost entirely absent in the final mix, and Howard was replaced by an electronic drum machine. Epic Records hoped the album would advance The Clash's success in the United States, and planned an expensive video for lead single This Is England. By the album's release, the band members were so discouraged that they did not turn up for the first day's shoot. Strummer moved to Spain, in part due to family issues, but also to escape the backlash. After being disparaged by critics upon release, Cut the Crap is still generally regarded as the band's worst album. Strummer performed only one song from the album Live during his solo career, and the album has been excluded altogether from most of The Clash's compilations and box sets. Some retrospective assessments have been more sympathetic or measured. Critics and band biographers have found merit in Strummer's songwriting and vocal performance, especially on the tracks This Is England, Dirty Punk and Three Card Trick. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 043 UTC on Thursday, the 21st of November 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Cut the Crap. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.